Hi folks, Pete Lane one more time, bringing you Blind Abilities coverage live from the convention floor at ACB 2016 in Minneapolis. And yes, Jeff got out of the booth again yesterday, and this time he brought Lori. Sit back, relax, and enjoy these interviews, and stay tuned for more Blind Abilities presentations.
Everybody, this is Lori Thompson. I am at the 2016 ACB convention here in Minneapolis, Minnesota, and I have Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities here. And Jeff, how's it going?
It's going really good. Meeting a lot of people, networking with a lot of people.
Good.
A lot of good stuff here.
That's awesome. So Jeff, you know, I know you're here with some products, and you've got some, you're talking about your podcast and stuff, but Jeff, how did you get the idea to become Blind Abilities?
Well, really, it wasn't my idea to do it this way, but it just happened when I was on Audio Boo and Blind Abilities channel. There were so many people just contributing to topics and ideas and stuff like that. And because of my background in teaching, that it was like, hey, we should, you know, put out topics. And it just kind of formed. And with the unstableness of Audio Boo at the time, switching its, you know, platform around a little bit, we wanted something more, something we could depend upon and our listeners could depend upon. So we started forming content-based podcasts. So we got blindabilities.com.
And who's on your team?
Pete Lane, he's down in Jacksonville, Florida. And Cheryl Moluzzi, who is in Michigan.
Awesome.
And we have Jeff Young up in St. Cloud. And we have Lori Thompson from Friendly Freely, Minnesota. And we have Cheryl Spencer down in Jacksonville, too.
Awesome. And she's, so you're expanding with your team.
Yeah. Well, actually, there's more people on the team because, you know, it's the contributors. It's the people that we talk to either from South Africa, Australia, Malaysia, Canada, New York, California, Texas. You know, I could go on and on where they come from. They're all part of the Blind Abilities team because they're lending their experiences, what they've gone through to overcome, you know, the obstacles and stuff, how to get around them. And, you know, they just become part of the team.
That's awesome. So what is your expectations for the rest of 2016? Where do you see Blind Abilities?
Well, we're working on the Android app for the users of Android, and that might be out in a month and a half. Also looking at, you know, going nationwide with getting the word out, you know, from state to state, and it just keeps on spreading. Like, they're from all across the United States, and getting the word out and talking and networking. There's a lot of great ideas that they're having, that I'm having. We're sharing them, and that's what it is. We all share the experiences. So, you know, if you want to do something, you know, you can't always come up with all the answers, and other people have solutions too. So when we collectively put it all together, I think something's going to come of it. And I think it's this year that something's going to come of it.
Well, that's awesome. Well, Jeff, I hope that you have a great rest of your day here at the ACB convention.
Well, thank you.
You have one more day tomorrow, correct?
One more day. We're here from 9 to 1 a.m.
Oh,
9 to 1 p.m.
Okay,
and
great.
Bespeckler is just down the thing here. They're going to come talk to us for a little bit. Stephanie's from South Africa. And Giacomo is from Italy.
Good. So you're getting a lot of interviews in while you're here.
Not a lot of them. It's hard to leave the table.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes you just have to stay behind the table and talk to people and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And they're busy too. So
right.
Sometimes we get an opportunity to do it, like Julie Johnson.
Right.
From On the Go.
On the Go, yes.
So Guide Dogs.
Mm-hmm.
And then we talk to Tim, who is on Poop Masters.
Scoop Masters.
Yes.
And who would ever think that I would go look up the guy that's responsible for doing such good stuff for the guide dog users, from getting the relief area set up, cleaned and well-maintained, mm-hmm. to the play area, which I call the rough house.
Yeah.
And he's really neat. From one end to the other, you can just, I wish I could walk around and talk to all of them, but my wife would be like, where you been? You said 10 minutes. And Earl Harrison is here with Triumph Technologies just down from us.
And yes, he is.
And what is he playing once in a while?
He has this piano thing that he blows into.
Nickelodeon?
I don't know what it's called.
I think it's a Nickelodeon or something like that. It's like a keyboard piano, like you said. And it's a wind instrument, though. You blow into it, and that's how you get the air. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, we're sitting here, and all of a sudden, you know, you hear that. Dun, 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 dun. He's all down there playing it. And
yeah. Well, you have a good rest of your day, Jeff, and you continue to do good work for the blind abilities community. And we're anxiously awaiting to see what new things are on the horizon for blind abilities for the rest of the 2016 year and 2017.
I got one thing coming up. I know we're going to be talking to a world champion top fuel drag racer that lost his eyesight in an accident, and that should be out in a couple weeks. That's exciting, because you're a NASCAR fan yourself, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
And this guy was into that stuff, so
yep.
Lots of good stuff.
Yep.
And thank you.
Thank you, Jeff Thompson. Thank you, Pete Lane.
Well, you're welcome. And thank you, Lori.
Thank you, Malusi, Jeff Young, and the rest of the Blind Abilities team for contributing and doing all the hard work that you do to provide us excellent podcasting.
All right. Thank you.
All right. I'm going to relieve the dog and take him up to play. It's nice to see you guys again.
Thanks,
yeah.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He's got a new friend, so let's go forward.
All right, this is Jeff Thompson with Blind Abilities. I'm at the 2016 ACB convention, and I got the people and the developers of BeSpeakler. We got Stephanie and Giacomo.
Hi.
Hi there. Thanks for having us.
Okay, tell what your app does.
So BeSpeakler connects visually impaired people and to sighted volunteers around the world. Visually impaired people could upload pictures or take multiple photographs, add their specific question, for instance, what's the expiration date or do my socks match today? And then within 10 to 20 seconds, our sighted volunteers will start replying, either by voice note or with text and then obviously with voiceover.
And I noticed today it also gives me a notification that someone
is
responded.
Replying. Yeah.
Because I got busy. All of a sudden, I got this notification that someone replied, and they said it was a handmade candy dispenser.
Well, there you go.
It was, like, right on, and my friend is like, wow, that's great. So how did you guys meet and get this going?
So we met 2 years ago at Stanford, where we went to study for summer school. It was a technology entrepreneurship class, and there is where we met and also where BeSpeakler was born. Then we decided to continue the development of it, even if geographically separated, because I'm from Italy, Stephanie is from South Africa, but through the modern technology, we managed to communicate and work together. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
So maybe to explain the idea, we both have a passion for tech and for helping the community. And really, we wanted to use both our passions for our class project. And we realized that there's a huge disabled community in the world. And obviously, the biggest community is visually impaired. And that with the skills that we have, there was a gap in the market. And ever since, I mean, we've been working on the app, we've had amazing feedback saying there is a big need for it.
Oh, great. So what do you see with the future of the app? Is there going to be another level, premium level, I think?
Yes, exactly. So the app that's already on the store is and will be free, but we're planning to release in the following months a premium version of the app, which will include new features, which will be based on a monthly subscription or an yearly subscription, and that will give you more additional features that we will release, as I said, in the following months. We're pretty excited about it.
Well, that's really cool. I was excited because I was beta testing it, and I didn't have to do much because it was pretty much working.
Thanks.
And getting responses back and just quickly, and everyone's excited. And
yeah, we're just ironing out a couple of bugs, and the beta test has been great, getting different suggestions, and we've learned a lot of tips and tricks, for instance, for our sighted people, but also for visually impaired people, how to take a good photograph, for instance, has been something that we've evolved over time as the beta test has gone on.
Well, that's great. So they can get that in the App Store?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
BeSpeakler.
BeSpeakler on the App Store and on Google Play Store.
And how would you spell that?
BeSpeakular.
Great. Well, thank you very much for your time, and we'll get this out there. Yeah. All the people can get it.
Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you.
And that does it for this report, live from the convention floor, ACB 2016 in Minneapolis, Minnesota. Thanks so much to the folks from Bespecular. Thanks to Lori Thompson. And thanks again to Jeff Thompson for all your hard work. Everybody stay tuned and have a great day.
When we share
what we see through each other's eyes,
we can then begin to bridge the gap between the limited expectations and the realities
of blind abilities.